Hey, this is Sarah from TrendingUs.com, and I am here to read out Colon Pain Connects People, Happiness OST. So let's begin. Most of the readers out there might be thinking what I am up to, but well, I am in my senses and that title does make perfect sense. Pain connects people. How? How many of you read those mini tales posted by Terribly Tiny Tales or the Scribbled Stories? I am sure most of the young audience follows them as they are the best in at this. So here's another random question: how many times do you try to relate them to your life? The answer is for sure a yes. Every one of us does it, even I do the same. But have you ever wondered why? Well, there's no rocket science behind it, but simply, human mind. I will narrate a short story to explain how it works. I visit a dialysis center twice a week, spend almost 4 hours there, and always find this common thing amongst a few uncommon people. No matter what, they are always happy, completely forgetting the pain they re going through. They just know one thing: this 4 hour painful procedure can take life away from them. They talk, they laugh, they watch TV, and after the process is over, they just leave. One thing I get to learn from them is, they know they have this problem which differentiates them from us all, but still they don't curse it, they don't blame God, they just flow with it as if it doesn't exist. Now getting back to what I was talking about, most of them are strangers to each other, they didn't know each other before entering that room, but they know they are in pain. That is where pain connected them. If a healthy person like Sammy tries to talk to them about how their treatment is going on or how they feel, they might wrap up the entire conversation in a few minutes, but with those lying next to them on the adjacent beds, they are their partners in pain, they share their pain with them, which gives them happiness. So that's how pain connects two or more individuals going through the same problems in life. Now, again getting back to the mini tales. What makes a mini tale sad? Probably the one talking about an unsuccessful relationship, pain of losing someone, unrequited love, discrimination with an innocent, etc. That's where they connect with you. You ask a person who has gone through nothing painful in life and ask him, her to read those tales, he will probably just read and move on. But the moment you ask someone going through a tough phase in life or gone through one such phase, he or she will instantly connect. Whoa. This happened to me as well. And he or she will again take a deep dive into the past. That's how pain connects people. You think you are in pain because of a particular reason, just go out and you'll find thousands facing the same issue. The simple reason: life gives you 100 reasons to cry but only one to laugh. That's why there is so much pain, misery and negativity all around. You always share your problems with a person who you believe will relate to it and understand, probably because he or she has gone through the same. A happy-go-lucky individual might not even take interest in your story. Happiness, on the contrary, tends to be subjective. You ask a drunkard, he will be happy if you give him some alcohol. Same alcohol might be of no use to a priest. That is how happiness and the degree of happiness varies from individual to individual. Had all been happy in their lives, none of us would have bothered to talk to each other. Whenever we cry, we find someone or the other and care to ask what happened? Have you ever asked the same question to a laughing person?